December 14th. To climb high, one must begin low. Religious organizations become as fixed and as rigid as the thoughts of those who belong to them. Life is a constant change, a continual becoming, a ceaseless revolution. And because an organization can never be pliable, it stands in the way of change. It becomes reactionary to protect itself. The search for truth is individual, not congregational. To commune with the real, there must be aloneness, not isolation, but freedom from all influence and opinion. Organizations of thought inevitably become hindrances to thought. As you yourself are aware, the greed for power is almost inexhaustible in a so-called spiritual organization. This greed is covered over by all kinds of sweet and official-sounding words, but the canker of avariciousness, pride, and antagonism is nourished and shared. From this grow conflict, intolerance, sectarianism, and other ugly manifestations. Would it not be wiser to have small, informed groups of 20 or 25 persons without dues or membership, meeting where it is convenient to discuss gently the approach to reality? To prevent any group from becoming exclusive, each member could, from time to time, encourage and perhaps join another small group. Thus, it would be extensive, not narrow and parochial. To climb high, one must begin low. Out of this small beginning, one may help to create a more sane world.
This has been an excerpt from The Book of Life, Daily Meditations with Krishnamurti, published by HarperOne and read for you by Zach Valenti. For archived episodes, more information about the project, and contact information, you can visit www.focused.af. Thank you for listening, and tune in tomorrow for a new episode.